It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC, coming to you throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Also, a special thank you to New York. For a couple of months in a row now, we've come in the top 10 in Nielsen ratings. In fact, in July, we were number 3. Pretty cool, and a special thank you. Obviously, a big thank you to our guests, tonight's included, who pull these type of ratings. That's really the long and short of it. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, leadership, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an important support role. Rena, Srili, Miriam, Rivka, Dina, thank you. And of course, to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, I'd like to give special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Take 5 column with Mishpacha Magazine. They have featured already a number of prominent episodes that have appeared here on Mind Your Business, including the interview we had with Christine Comerford a couple of months back, and Greg Chalker, Yossi Heber, John Scully of Apple and Pepsi, and the founders of Warby Parker. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and actually very soon we're going to be on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and Roku. Yes, pretty cool. I just want to remind the listeners that all past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. That's the easiest way to find it. Of course, we have a dedicated YouTube channel and iTunes, but if you go to MYB Radio, everyone's listed there. The interview we had with Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at Cleveland Clinic, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Captain Sully Sullenberger. All these interviews are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to our very, very special guest in studio. Folks, this is a big treat. Christine Comerford is in studio. She is a highly sought-after consultant. She's advised presidents, okay, President Clinton, President Bush, heads, many heads. In fact, I have over here that she has worked with hundreds of the Fortune 1000 companies. Bill Gates actually referred to her as super high bandwidth. She's a Forbes contributor, and she has a very new, exciting book coming out this coming January called Power Your Tribe. Now, for those that remember, we did interview Christine a couple months back, and as we mentioned, she was featured in Mishpacha Magazine on her book Smart Tribes, How Teams Become Brilliant Together. But she has, thank God, so much knowledge. She has another book coming out, Power Your Tribe. I went through some of it, and I actually have to tell you that you owe me an apology because you kept me up at night. I had to stay. I couldn't put it down. And I was like, she's brilliant. And therefore, stay tuned for tonight's edition where we're going to discuss so many different fascinating topics that can apply to any type of person in business. If you're a C-level executive, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, you're on your way up in the corporate ladder, it applies to everyone. Sometimes people say, oh, wow, that book, okay, I understand it's for a C-level executive. It's for the CEO of a Fortune 100 company. That's a mistake. How do those C-level executives get to that position? The listeners remember, we had John Scully. John Scully ran Apple and Pepsi. He started off as a truck driver for Pepsi, and he talked about it on the show. Christine is going to share a lot of information with us. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. It's very special.
Thank you, Yitzhak, for having me here.
This is a real treat, folks. The ratings, I bet you this month we're going to go to number one.
Woo!
Now, let's take a step back. We talked about how people go up the corporate ladder. You have a storied career and you're still young. Tell us, before we get into the book, tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. You know, when I look at, I started working at 14. I was selling pastries at a bakery. And I started really getting fascinated by human behavior. What made people more successful selling pastries? You know, what made people get opportunities other people didn't get? So at age 15, I started intentionally studying human behavior, human potential. What's that difference that makes the difference? So now, 40 years later, you know, Empower Your Tribe, we're pulling it all together. Mm-hmm. We've made it a set of tools. We've made it a very practical way to become more emotionally intelligent, to connect more deeply with others. So throughout my career, I've started 7 businesses. I've sold 5 or taken them public. I was an engineer in the early days of Microsoft. So based on how you feel about Windows, either you're welcome or I'm sorry.
Oh, we work with we're Windows.
And then just to be agnostic, I also worked at Apple.
Wow.
So software engineer, and my favorite computer, if you will, is the human brain. So that's why I'm so fascinated in human behavior. It changes everything. Once we understand each other more deeply, we can navigate the world. We can navigate any challenge more effectively. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. Now, on the business side, it seems that businesses are changing at such a rapid pace. I mean, faster than ever. I mean, why is that?
Yeah, well, I think with digital technology, with social media, with broad adoption of cell phones, we have so much more information, we have so much more power, and also the world is just moving at this relentless pace, and it's just faster and faster and faster due to this tremendous connectivity. So as leaders and as individuals, it is our greatest opportunity to learn how to navigate change, to become emotionally agile, emotionally resilient, because that's what causes us trouble, not being emotionally resilient, resisting where we are, resisting situations, getting grumpy and in what we call our critter state, right? Instead of just saying, hey, here's a challenge, right. Woo, bring it on.
Now, does this new business model necessitate different skill sets for your team? Like you say, it necessitates a team with greater emotional agility. Could you discuss that?
Yes. So emotional agility, emotional resilience is the ability to make new meaning. You know, Shakespeare nailed it hundreds of years ago. Nothing is either good or bad. Only thinking makes it so. And so what's interesting is a bird uses wings to fly, to move.
Right.
Humans use emotions to navigate our experiences. And we can change our experience from bad to good based on the meaning that we assign to the experience. And sensory information comes into our brain, into our brain stem, into our reptilian brain, if you will, travels up through our mammalian brain where emotion is attached. Mm-hmm. So we might see things. I see Yitzhak's face. Mm-hmm. And then I feel good. And I say, ooh, friendly person, yay. And the meaning that I make is, here's this smiling, friendly person. I feel safe. I belong. I matter. We can also make different meaning. We can see our boss have a scowl on their face, and from that sensory information, we might feel bad or feel scared, and then we make the meaning of, gosh, he's perpetually disappointed with me. But we don't know if he's perpetually disappointed. That's just the meaning that we make. Here's the challenge. The meaning that we make then drives our identity. I am not successful. You know, our beliefs, he doesn't value me, which then affects our behavior. We behave that way. And then lather, rinse, repeat. You know, the cycle continues. So emotional agility, emotional resilience is the ability to say, huh, here's some sensory input. He looks a little scowly. What could that mean? He could have a stomach ache. I could just ask him, how are you doing today? Is there anything I can do to, you know, support and help out?
And that
out?
Could potentially dissipate the whole experience. That could have been misinterpreted.
It can shift the entire experience, yes. So humans will choose the best available feeling on the menu. So our job, all of us, is to expand the choices on the menu. And we'll talk about some tools for that today. And as leaders, to help our people have more choice in how they choose to behave and make meaning.
Folks, the voice that you hear is that of Christine Comerford. I'm holding up a preview edition of the Power Your Tribe book. It's going to actually be out there on January 15th or 16th, whatever the actual day, mid-January.
16th.
January 16th, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times. Now, however, you can pre-order the book by going to, with the exact, is poweryourtribe.com.
Correct, yeah.
Poweryourtribe.com. And actually, as Christine mentioned, there's some bonus gifts, incredible value built in there. So we're going to repeat this URL a couple of times during the show. Important to go to it, poweryourtribe.com. You can pre-order it, but it's not just pre-ordering it and say, okay, well, why should I pre-order it? Because I'm going to wait. Wait a second. There's a lot of bonus gifts and incredible value built in for anyone that pre-orders it. So it pays to go there today. Again, it's poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business Show. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and, of course, around the world at mybradio.com. Before the commercial break, we were talking about agility and resistance. Christine, can you continue on that? I hope I didn't cut you off in the middle over there.
No, perfect. So if you look at the graphic, you'll see that there is a process, if you will, to become more resilient. Mm-hmm. First, we need to release that resistance that we're fighting against, okay. If you will. And then we gradually learn how to make new meaning, how to focus on the desired state that we want, how to anchor that new outcome, and then ultimately how to bring everybody else to increase their agility along with us. Mm-hmm. So it really starts with releasing resistance. That seems to be where we get in trouble. So let's look at some word etymology. Okay. And also, those of you who have used one of those Chinese finger traps,
okay.
You know, like those little woven tubes that you stick your fingers in and then you go, oh no, I can't get my fingers out.
Right.
It's a great example of resistance because a lot of us will see something happening in our life that we don't like and we'll resist it even further. But if we look at late Middle English derived from Latin, resistance actually means expressing opposition, standing against. So when we're standing against something, in neuroscience we actually say we are stabilizing the present state. So if we're uncomfortable, unhappy with something and we resist it, we just continue it. You've heard the expression, what we resist persists. So that's what resistance is about. Rejection, rejacer in late Middle English, derived from Latin, means to throw against, to attack. So ultimately, resistance, rejection takes a tremendous amount of energy. Think about something that you've rejected or resisted in your life. Everybody listening, there's so much energy we put against resisting it that we keep it happening.
Right, and we hold on to it, and we just keep on thinking about it. And you wake up at night, and you're still thinking about it. And I know once in a while I grab a hold of myself, and I'm like, wait a second. I'm putting so much energy to that. This is nuts.
And it's top of mind, right? Yeah. It's all over your world. So the opposite of resistance is consent. Consent doesn't mean approval. It doesn't mean it's okay, because it's probably not okay. But consent means this is what's happening. So again, from late Middle English, derived from Latin, consentere, to be present with. So this is actually what's really happening. I don't need to fight or deny it. It's actually really happening. Now, what we have is resistance and then consent and then what we want to create. So as we learn to consent, as we learn to just acknowledge what's truly happening, we can actually create it. So let's think of a situation where you might be learning.
Sure.
So you're learning something new. You're learning a new skill. You're learning how to ride a bike. You're learning whatever. You might be feeling confused. You have two paths. The path of resistance would lead to then frustration, anger, dismissal, rejection of learning. We've all been there before. Separately, we could go down the path of consent and get curious. Wow, I don't understand this and I'm feeling really confused. Why am I feeling confused? What meaning am I making around this? What decisions am I making about myself and the world? Then we get open-minded, we get a new perspective, and we can actually embrace learning. It's just a choice. Which path do we want to go down? What do we want to teach our kids? What do we want to teach our family, our colleagues, etc.? Do we want to help them become more emotionally resilient, starting with consent? Wow, I'm really confused. You know, then we can go to curiosity, or, oh, I'm confused, I'm going to fight and resist that, and it's going to make it worse. So I want us to think about that. If you walk around your world and you just look at things that you resist, maybe you don't, maybe in the hotel room you're in, you don't like the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. And it's bugging you.
And it's bugging you. But you know what? The wallpaper didn't change by your being bugged by it. It's still there, right? You may as well just go, wallpaper I don't like. Okay. Release the energy around that resistance. So we can all move very easily through resistance by simply choosing to, there's four steps we go through. It's called, the tool is called Maneuver of Consciousness. Okay. The first step is negative evaluation. You do this for 3 minutes. So what you might want to do is grab your handy dandy emotion wheel.
Okay.
And look at where are you. Are you mad, sad, scared? We want to get to peaceful, powerful, joyful. So first we note, how do I feel about this particular thing I'm resisting? I'm mad. Then we do 3 minutes, set your iPhone or your timer, and just say all the stuff that you really can't stand about it. It's bad, it's not fair, it's blah, 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 blah. Then after 3 minutes, shake your body out, jump up and down, give yourself, you know, maybe count from 10 down to 1. And then next we're going to go into curiosity. Isn't this interesting? I wonder what this means. And we go into curiosity. Then note after 3 minutes what your emotional state now is. Jump up and down, count from 10 backward. Next, move to amazement. Wow, it's so fascinating that this actually works with all this challenge, etc. Be fascinated, amazed for 3 minutes. Notice that you're now moving to the more powerful, peaceful, powerful, joyful areas of the emotion wheel. Jump up and down, count from 10 backwards. And the fourth phase is full appreciation. It's so cool that this is happening. It's helping me grow as an individual, blah, blah, blah. So basically, it's 12 minutes, Yitzhak. 12 minutes from total, deep, profound suffering to from mad, sad, scared to peaceful, powerful, joyful. So I just want everyone to realize that's how resilient and agile we are as human beings. We just need a couple of tools. So please try that maneuver subconsciousness if you get stuck, and let me know how it goes.
By the way, Christine's being very gracious, and she's going to send over these slides. Of course, they're going to be part of the book, but they will be on the video that we're going to be putting up. Right? This really does his magic.
Yep.
And we're going to put that slide in the video, so make sure to look out for it. Also, I want to remind the listeners, her new book is coming out this mid-January, January 16th. It's called Power Your Tribe. In fact, It has on the cover the a testimonial from Marshall Goodsmith. Okay, he's one of the he wrote the book Leadership Think. Well, no, he was actually the thinker's 50 number one leadership thinker in the world.
Yeah, Marshall Goodsmith is really known to be like the top executive coach on the planet, wow. The number one leadership thinker, really brilliant guy. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what he said. Learn all you can from this book and implement that learning in your workplace. Short and sweet, says it like it is. Well, the good news is you could pre-order it, but don't just think that like, okay, why should I pre-order it and then I'll just have to wait these months? No, if you pre-order it, there's a lot of gifts that come along with it. So it will be like you're getting a lot of the goodies already now. All you have to do is go to poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com. And again, you'll pre-order the book. It's a McGraw-Hill release, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times. Again, the URL is poweryourtribe.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on, we'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And, of course, those tuned in around the world on the 77 WABC app and, of course, on the website, mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Christine Comerford. Yes, those of you that were fortunate enough to hear the interview I had with her back in, I think it was February or something like that, Q1 of this year, I got tremendous feedback. And, of course, from the Mishpacha magazine column, Take 5, which now I have the opportunity to show it to her because she is live in studio. This is a very, very special treat. Thank you very much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much, Isaac.
I mean, when I talk about the ratings, that thank God for a number of months we've been in the top 10 in Nielsen AM New York Radio, which that's pretty cool. Having guests like yourself is what propels me into that stratospheric ratings thing. So thank you.
Yes.
Now, I want to remind the listeners, part of the reason that we are here is because we're so excited and talking about Christine's upcoming release. It's called Power Your Tribe by McGraw-Hill. It's coming out on January 16th. However, for those that are like, oh, I got to wait till then. Wait a second. We have great news for you. You can pre-order, but it's so much more than that. There's a lot of goodies when you pre-order. Before we discuss the goodies, the website is poweryourtribe.com. Again, poweryourtribe, all one word, of course, poweryourtribe.com. Someone pre-orders, they also get goodies. You know, Christine, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Talk to us. What's the bag of goodies that's included?
So for starters, they get three webinars. So three webinars that are half an hour each, and then they get a big whopper, tie it up in a bow, ask a gajillion questions webinar. So a fourth webinar after the three kind of starter webinars. Then we get 15 of our top resources. So five sales and marketing, neuroscience-based sales and marketing resources help you sell more, close your sales faster, have marketing messages that are 300% more effective. 5 on culture, get your people to say, yay, thank God it's Monday, I love my job, enrolled, engaged, connected, aligned. And then 5 on leadership, really stand in your energetic weight, become a more powerful leader, help cultivate and elevate your people. So those 15 of my favorite business resources, their templates, their programs, et cetera, you get those guys. Then you get how exactly the brain gets smarter and some work that I did with Bill Gates on how to become smarter. And then, of course, the book excerpt and all sorts of additional good stuff. But yeah.
So I'm going to ask you 2 obvious questions. I mean, first of all, this is probably like a $2,000 value.
How much? It's a bunch of value.
I mean, so how much, if someone pre-orders it, how much roughly, what's the range?
Yeah, it's about $1,800, $2,000 worth of value.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a bunch. Yeah.
The next obvious question is so much information. What tips do you tell people that ask you the obvious question? Say, Christine, you're coming at us too fast, like Bill Gates told you once. You shared that with me.
Oh, yeah.
Said, slow down, Christine, slow down. So what do you recommend for people to say, okay, wait a second, you know, I got my job, I'm working 50 hours, 60 hours a week. I know I need to learn this stuff. What? And I'm asking a great question because I know it's on everyone's mind. How do you answer that question?
I always first say, what would you like? And sometimes people say, I don't know what I would like. So then tell me what you would not like. What are the 3 things you don't want? Well, I don't want so much stress. You know, what are the 3 things you don't want? Which one hurts most? Pick that. So if it's like, I don't want so much stress. Okay, good. So that's what we don't want. Now, what's the positive counterpart? What's the opposite of not so much stress? Is it more peace? Is it peaceful inside, regardless of what's happening outside? So once we know what we would like, and sometimes we have to go through the path of what we would not like, then we can map it to the actual resource that we need to use first. Because when you get all the resources either in the book and then in the pre-order items, we actually say, here's what to use when. We give you the little recipe. So your job is to figure out what you would like, and then you'll see which resource will help you get that.
Well, I'm also going to share with the audience. I mean, she has so many resources besides the YouTube videos that are out there of Christine. She's a regular contributor on Forbes, and is that twice a month?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Twice a month, and how do you share so much knowledge? I'm just being honest because I know from what I received from you.
Yeah.
There's so much, which is why we really wanted to get you on the show, and I'm so honored to be here in the studio with me. How do you have the time to curate all this?
I have
to ask you.
I have an amazing team, and this is why I'm on the planet.
Wow.
Seriously, find these tools, create these tools, and share them with others.
Special. So how does it feel when people implement your knowledge and they read your book and they write you that letter? They say, you changed my company. You turned my company around. How does that feel?
Feels awesome. Feels awesome. Super meaningful. Yeah.
I got to get to some questions here, but it's just that I'm enjoying this. What should I say? Now, you raised this before. You make an interesting point when you write that the meaning we assign to experiences is more significant than the experience itself. Oh, I mean, it's so true, even though so many people don't get that, actually. Maybe you could describe it.
Yeah. So how we say an experience feels, whether we label an experience good or bad, determines whether it is empowering, right, or disempowering,
right.
Whether it lifts us up or squishes us down. Mm-hmm. And we've all had this experience. When we've been lifted up, we can do more. We can be more for others, right? Mm-hmm. We can fulfill our destiny. When we're squished down, we're contracted. Yeah, we're in what we call critter state, you know, amygdala hijack, limbic system hijack, fight, flight, freeze, faint, as opposed to fully in our power. And I think one of the most amazing things that all of us can do for each other is to get in what we call the smart state and help others get there. And the smart state is when the reptilian, mammalian, neocortex, the kind of 3 parts of the brain, if you will, are all working together. And we get a flame email and we say, poor such and such, they're just having a bad day. You know, as opposed to, battle, you know, and then be taken out for a few hours. Let me give you a quick story. General Patton, Battle of the Bulge, many, many years ago. Eisenhower, President Eisenhower at the time, sends him a message and says, how goes...
General Eisenhower.
Excuse me. Eisenhower, right. Thank you. General sure. Eisenhower sends him a message and says, how goes the war?
Sure, 44.
Patton says, it's terribly cold and the men are freezing.
Right, December 44.
We're running out of food and the men are extremely hungry. They're starving. We are nearly out of ammunition and we're surrounded by the enemy. I've decided to launch an attack. What did Patton believe? What did he believe about himself? What did he believe about his team?
Right.
He chose to believe, damn the torpedoes, let's go in. So what that we're cold and hungry and surrounded by the enemy? We can do this. So what meaning are we making? So let's look at reframing, which mm-hmm. is an awesome tool to mm-hmm. make new meaning. Here's how reframing works. Let's say, for example, that in the morning when your spouse is making coffee, they spill coffee grounds all over the counter. And they aren't aware of it, so they leave a mess all over the counter. You have a couple of choices. You can go grump, grump, grump. Here they go creating a mess that I then have to clean up. Or you can use one of two flavors of reframing. There is content reframing and there is context reframing. Content reframing would be, wow, we get to have gourmet coffee every morning. Aren't we fortunate? Yay, coffee. Yay, us. So what if there are grounds on the counter? Context is, oh, my husband spilled coffee grounds because he was rushing to make me coffee because that's how loved I am. See how we make whatever meaning we feel like making, right?
So true.
So we either change the content of the message or we change the context. It's not about coffee. It's about expressing love. It's not about coffee. It's about how fortunate we are. So how would you like to feel? Now, distortions, and here comes our right. distorted thinking decoder.
Okay.
Distortions are something that we all slide into. The human brain deletes, distorts, and generalizes. Deleting meaning we delete a lot of information that comes our way because there's just too much happening out
overload.
There. Yeah. I mean, have you ever thought of buying a car and then suddenly you see that car everywhere? What?
Right. Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
didn't just go, I'm just going to start driving a silver Prius. No. they were there all the time. You just deleted them because you can't hold everything in your brain. You're go nutters. Distortion is like anybody who was a teenager, I'll never go to school again. Okay, that's a distortion. That's blowing something out of proportion. We've all done that. And generalization is, you know, something like, oh, all people that point are rude. I mean, it's just kind of a gross generalization. Let's look at distortions. If you look at the table, we'll notice that we do lots of these distortions. We do all or nothing. It's always that way. We do denial. Oh, just because she doesn't return my calls doesn't mean she doesn't dig me. It's like, she doesn't dig you, dude. Get the message. Right? So there's a lot of things that when we have these distortions, as you'll see in the table, these distortions get us in trouble. So once we start to understand the distortions that we are struggling with, we can then reframe them. So for instance, if your leader or your boss didn't like the report that you created, it doesn't mean that you are a loser, right? It means, oh, this is an opportunity to get curious, which is always a default behavior that works great. When there's any conflict, boom, go to curiosity. Wow, I wonder what it was that she did want in this report. Let me learn. This helps us become more resilient. These are distortions that you saw on the table a moment ago are all opportunities to reframe. So when we reframe, we edit the meaning. We add more choice to the behavioral menu for ourselves and for others, which then affects our beliefs about the world and our beliefs about ourselves. Our beliefs about ourselves, our identity, which then, as we said earlier, informs our behavior. This is how amazing human beings are.
Folks, lots of knowledge. It's going to be packaged in the upcoming book, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times. Now, I want to mention that there is a website to go to the pre-order, and I don't want anyone to get scared that it is $1,800. It's just the value is $1,800. She should be charging $1,800, but it's not. So I realized, as a marketer, I'm like, wait a second, some people might be thinking, okay, it's $1,800, I don't want to max out my card. No, the actual value of the book is what, $29, $35?
$30.
$30. But if you go and pre-order it, your bag of goodies will include $1,800 of value for $30. That's actually a pretty good deal. You don't need a big calculator and a big, you don't need to be a mathematician, go to Harvard for this. No. It's pretty simple mathematics. PowerYourTribe.com. Again, the URL is PowerYourTribe.com. Then you'll be the first to receive that book when it comes out on January 16th. But immediately after you go to PowerYourTribe.com, you will be able to receive this incredible value. The exercises, the slides, there's so much that's included. And Christine, that's, I mean, just unbelievable value.
You know what's cool, Yitzhak, is you can take all those bonuses that you get with the book pre-order, and mm-hmm. you can have lunch and learns with your team. There's 15
idea.
Of them. Yeah,
idea.
Just sit down with your team, do some lunch and learns, and share
idea.
The wealth. Get great everybody idea. Speaking this more empowered language. Give everybody more behavioral choice.
Now, in your book, you have in there, and I'm just going to hold it up again. It's a cute little copy here. Power Your Tribe. So really make sure to get it. Power Your Tribe. And, of course, again, the website is poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com, to pre-order. In there, this is something I really had to ask you. You write in there, what happens inside when change happens outside? Now, we touched on this earlier, but it's such a great way of putting it. And I know this is a tall order, but can you simplify that what actually happens inside when change happens outside? You have a great way of like putting it. It's
Yeah. So when change is happening outside, the vast majority of humans will have a fear response. It's not fear about change. It's fear about the uncertainty of what the new order might be. What's interesting about humans is that since we are so wired up for survival, mm-hmm. many of us will tolerate discomfort because at least it's familiar. We have learned to survive it. So often changes are improvements, mm-hmm. but we resist them because we have learned to survive whatever is currently happening. So when change occurs, a few different things are happening in the brain. Often we have some challenges in our hippocampus, and our learning is impaired, and our memory is impaired because we go into critter state. We have challenges in our amygdala. We have more aggression potentially. We go to fight, flight, freeze, or even faint. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is to, again, reframe, to see that change happening, to see if other people are struggling. We talked about safety, belonging, and mm-hmm. mattering in the past. Mm-hmm. And look at what's missing. Is the team not feeling safe? Okay, let's talk about the plan, the backup plan, and the backup plan to the backup plan. Let's assure them that we have their back, that we're in this together, mm-hmm. a very powerful word. Belonging. When we are going through change, we will often feel excluded. We might isolate. This is another opportunity to say, hey, so glad we're all in this together. Together we can do anything. Mm-hmm. Belong, belong, belong. Mattering. Thank you each for bringing your unique gifts and contributions. Each of you adds unique value. It's important that each of you is here. And as we bring that safety, belonging, mattering, we can help people transition from their critter state, from their creature mm-hmm. neurology, if you will, from pure raw survival into their smart state where they have choice, power, problem solving, the ability to say, yeah, we're here and it's kind of rough, but we're going there and it's going to be awesome.
Now you touch on this in from a variety of your works. Why is it that when a new concept is being described, let's say even a creative agency, the natural instinct of a person is first to like, no, well, it won't work because of this, this, and that. Why do people instinctively, or let's say someone's pitching an idea to someone, the first response instinctively is usually pushback? Is that correct, and why is that?
A lot of it is how that change is sold. Mm. As leaders, we're selling all the time. We're selling accountability. We're selling emotional engagement. You know, we're selling quality work, et cetera. Right. So metaprograms and how the message is delivered. So we've not spoken about metaprograms, but metaprograms are basically the structure of a person's identity. So example, perfect example you just gave me. A person is either toward, get, attain, achieve, yay, new stuff, let's explore it, or away, solve problems, mitigate risk, prevent disaster. If they have an away metaprogram and something new is proposed, they might go, what? Yikes.
Right. But
yeah, prevent disaster, mitigate risk, solve problems. Now, also we have a metaprogram around our tolerance for change, which is sameness and difference. So sameness, and everyone says, oh, people want stuff to be the same. 5%, per Roger Bailey's research, 5% of the American workforce, of the U.S. workforce, wants stuff to stay the same. That's not very much. 20% of the USA workforce wants radical difference, anarchy, and I think probably all those guys are in Silicon Valley.
Right.
The majority of people...
Wait a second, you're flying back to California.
Hey, I'm there, baby. I get it. The majority of people want what's called sameness with difference, sameness with exception, which means keep stuff basically the same, take the annoying stuff away, add more good stuff. You know, I still want Coca-Cola. Take the bad calories away. I still want Coca-Cola. Give me yummy cherry flavor. So if we can sell it as, hey, guys, and I wouldn't call it change much. I would call it growth, right? Because change
is smart, right?
If we sell it as leaders saying, hey, we're going to keep all the good stuff. We're going to take away some of the stuff that's annoying. Hey, guys, what's annoying to you? Ah, good. We're going to take that away. We're going to take that away. And then what good stuff could we add? Good. We're going to add that stuff. We're going to add that stuff. That good stuff we can probably add in about 6 months to a year. And we frame it up as continuous improvement versus disruption and anarchy.
Amazing.
It's going to be easier. We aren't going to send people into their creature neurology and then have to take a while to like dig them out.
My guest this evening is Christine Comerford. Her new book is coming out mid-January, January 16th, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times, a McGraw-Hill release. But great news, you can pre-order the book, and when you pre-order it, you get sample chapters, you get a ton, a wealth of information. I mean, I hope this will stay up even after the book is released, because there's just so much information, and the many people that listen to this on podcast that will be listening after even January 16th, 2018. The URL is poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com, and that's where you get the wealth of information and the bonus gifts, all that incredible value. Again, approximately $1,800 to $2,000 of real value for roughly $30. That's a good deal. I mean, that's just, there's no other way to say it. I mean, that's just straight and simple. You're tuned to Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I want to thank the listeners and the great guests that we've had. That's why we're consistently in the top 10 in Nielsen ratings and AM radio. It's a big deal, and that's why I'm very proud of it. Of course, I want to remind the listeners, all previous episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. But tonight it's about Christine Comerford. She's here in studio. What a treat. Her new book is coming out on January 16th, 2018, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times. You could pre-order it by going to poweryourtribe.com. poweryourtribe.com. And when you do that, you're probably thinking, well, why should I do that now? I'll just go and buy the book. First of all, you don't want to forget about it. This one is too valuable. Don't forget about it. Do it right away. But besides that, there is incredible value that comes in the form of additional gifts when you pre-order it. So therefore, really, really makes sense to go to poweryourtribe.com. If you're a C-level executive, this for sure is for you, an entrepreneur, an aspiring executive. It's all for anyone that wants to get ahead in today's world. And who doesn't? Poweryourtribe.com. And Christine, thank you so much again for joining me here on Mind Your Business. One of the things that you touch on is really fascinating. Okay, you talk about different tools that increase emotional agility. And you have something here, the outcome frame. What's that all about?
Yes. Okay, so I touched on that early. If you guys think back to when I was talking about what would somebody like, and they're like, rawr, rawr, rawr. And so we look at what they would not like. So right. The outcome frame is a great way to get from critter state, okay, from that fight, flight, freeze state where we're looking at the problems, to where we're looking at the possibilities. The outcome frame is a series of questions. Please jot these down, and you can use these up, down, across the org chart. You can use these with yourself, with your kids, with your spouse, with your aging parents. I used this with my mom, and it really shifted her experience of a couple of things. And then also you can use this with your team. You can do a group outcome frame. One of our clients was struggling once with a particular product they had launched that wasn't doing too well. They did a group outcome frame. Collectively, everybody together figured out the solution. Here are the questions. What would you like, or what would we like if it's a group, right? What would we like? Something you can create and maintain, not like world peace, okay? That's too big. Right, you can't create and maintain that. Peace within myself, doable, okay? What would you like? What will having that do for you? Meaning, what are the benefits and how will you feel? Ask that question three times. What will having that do for you? I'll feel happier. And what will having that do for you? I'll be nicer at home. And what will having that do for you? I'll have deeper relationships. Okay. How will you know when you have it? Question number three. How will you know when you have it? What sort of tangible, measurable, specific proof is going to show up? Otherwise, it's a fantasy. When you do the outcome frame, you've got to do it for 15 minutes. You've got to do it for 15 minutes so your creature neurology shifts it from being a fantasy to a reality. We need to step deeply into it and have the visual, auditory, kinesthetic cues that help us understand that we can actually get this. So what would you like? What will having that do for you? How will you know when you have it? When, where, with whom would you like it? At work, with Susie Q, in the next month, okay? And then my favorite question, what of value might you risk or lose? What that you value might you risk or lose? Because this is why you don't have it yet. There's always an ego cost. Well, I won't feel as important. I won't be as, you know, connected to everybody, you know, whatever. So look at what story you're telling yourself about what you're going to lose by getting this. Then just go to the next one, which is what are your next steps? Do it for a deep, deep dive of 15 minutes, and you will start to map out, wow, I can actually totally have this, you know? And in question number two, you might realize, you know what? That's what I really want. Outcome frame, awesome tool. Use it all over your life.
Now, folks, if this came at you too fast, no worries. By Tuesday morning after the show, as the folks know, every episode goes up the Tuesday morning after it airs. So therefore, you could do like I do. I listened to Christine's interview that I did because while I'm interviewing her, it's coming at me so fast. Again, I'm fortunate. I'm here in the interviewee seat. It's great. Interviewer. It's coming at me pretty fast. What I do is I then listen to the iTunes again. And then I'm like, that's what she meant. Because she comes at it, comes at everyone with a lot of information really fast. And that's what her upcoming book is all about. Power Your Tribe. It's going to be released on January 16th, 2018. You could pre-order it by going to poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com. And of course, when you do that, you get a bundle of goodies. As we kibitz, but it's really not a joke. It's around $1,800 to $2,000 of real value. You definitely will bet. I would actually encourage you that when you do it and your business grows, write her a letter. write her a letter. Just go to Google, write her a letter. She'll appreciate it. You know what? I reached out to her initially, and I got to give a thank you. Johnson Haar.
Johnson, yes,
that's
from
right.
First Republic.
That's,
yes.
He was the one that reached out. And then sure enough, a few days later, I got an autographed copy of Smart Tribes. And I was like, you know, this person's really special. And that's, you know, so like, and that's why I really, you know, wanted to pull this off, to have the really the honor of interviewing you in person. Really, really special.
Thank
really
you.
Really special.
You know, and one quick thing to your point. Here's the thing, guys. As you listen, maybe today you're going to want to use reframing. Then you'll listen again, and maybe in 6 weeks you'll want to do the outcome frame.
Right.
I'm packing in a bunch of tools so that everybody will get something that's transformative for them right now. So listen to what Yitzhak says. You know, just repeat this, do lunch and learns, listen to this with your team, share this with your friends and your colleagues.
And by the way, on the video, we are going to post some of these slides that have the wealth of information like this, and you could push pause and then study it, look at it, and Christine is okay with it. You could print it out.
Yep.
Of course, if you get the book, then you get all the value there. By the way, the book's also going to be as an audio book?
Yeah, audio. Great. And of course, Kindle.
That's
yeah.
Amazing. We still have around 4 or 5 minutes. The time goes so fast, but I just have to get in this one. You gave a great example in your book, in the new upcoming book, about times you used the tools with a food company
yeah.
that needed to pivot and needed to pivot fast.
Yes,
What's
yes.
What's the story there? And if any other stories you wish to share.
Sure. So we had, or have actually, but the challenge has passed, a food company that suffered fake news.
Mm.
On social media. Mm. And suddenly, boom, there goes 20%
wow.
of
yeah,
the revenue
right.
for that
right.
particular product. It
frightening.
Was excruciating.
Frightening.
And it was, I mean, no wonder they got into critter state. It's like this bad thing happening to you that you're like, hey, we didn't cause this. So first what we did was we had to look at the emotion wheel that we showed you earlier. Where are we?
Right.
You know, mad,
right.
sad, scared, right? What's happening? How are we feeling about this? Because we've got to get in touch with our feelings before we can remove resistance. Then we did the maneuvers of consciousness. And we went through the four different steps. And we had 50 executives, 60 executives in the room. We had to deal with this because all of their people were being affected as well. Then as we shifted into our smart state and we got more into peaceful, powerful, and we could see our way through, we did an outcome frame. Great. Now we've got our little map and we know how we're going to navigate and we know where we're going to take our team. Then we had to reinvent and recreate how we wanted to message to the community
right.
online, to our customers, to our suppliers, to our distributors.
Right.
And then we had to show that plan to the executive suite who wanted to see very rapid change and
right.
very rapid turnaround. And this stuff doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't happen overnight and you don't have weeks to deal with this.
Yeah.
This is what... Hours,
yeah.
days.
Yeah, you have hours and days, but you're not going to see huge, tremendous change in the marketplace for 60, 90 days. I mean, at a minimum. So we had to get everybody aligned around that. We had to also get the executives off the ledge and get the executives aligned with all that. So we got everybody aligned. Boom, fast forward 90 days as we had predicted.
Mm-hmm.
Revenue is climbing. We're seeing good stuff on social. Everything is starting to recover. But we had to do a rapid pivot, and we used those tools, emotion wheel, maneuvers of consciousness, outcome frame reframing.
So it's so critical, even when the ship is taking torpedoes.
Yeah.
That someone in the control tower has got to take a deep breath and go through these tools and say, don't, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a difference between a philosopher and a fireman. We understand that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even the fireman, there has to be thought before action.
Yep.
As opposed to just running in and trying to tackle it that way. And then it's just mayhem.
Yeah. And when we're in that critter state, in that panic, in that fight, flight, freeze, we can't always go, well, gosh, what's the solution here? All you need to do is reach for your toolkit. Just say, I'm going to grab my toolkit and I'm going to find the tools, you know, that I need. Because if you just grab your toolkit, everything's right there to help you shift.
We have around a minute and a half left. I'm going to ask just a final takeaway question, but just... I would be remiss if I didn't remind the audience about the incredible opportunity to go to poweryourtribe.com. That is where you could pre-order Christine's new upcoming book, Power Your Tribe, Create Resilient Teams in Turbulent Times. This really is the guidebook for growing your business. I mean, it talks about working with teams, and every business is based on teams. When you order your book, which is just for $30, you get around $1,800 of real value because of the training that's provided. It's all there by going to poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com. Christine, any final takeaway thoughts for the listeners of Mind Your Business here in New York?
Certainly.
And around the world, but yeah.
I want everyone to really reflect on how what we say our experience is what our experience is. If we say it's bad, then it's a bad experience. If we say it's good, then it's a good experience. So our job is to become as emotionally resilient and agile as possible and to help our teams be that way too. The way that we feel is how we navigate the world. If we don't have good enough feelings, we need to add more good feelings to the menu. The human being will always gravitate to the best feeling on the menu. And if there isn't a good feeling, they'll gravitate to the least bad feeling. So as we teach these tools that we just learned today, we can help people have more good feelings, more behavioral choice, happier lives, and frankly, much better results and far less stress, because goodness knows we've got plenty of that in the world already.
Folks, we're out of time. Christine, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak.
I want to remind everyone, you could pre-order her upcoming book, poweryourtribe.com, poweryourtribe.com, and it comes with a bunch of goodies. So go, be sure to visit poweryourtribe.com. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.